Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. A cattle on feed report preview right after this. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a few tips about all the great information you can find on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. When you land on our front page, you'll notice right in the center column some of the latest agricultural news stories of the day. A lot of days, we'll add 10 or 12 news stories that are relevant to Oklahoma and Southern Plains farmers and ranchers. Down from there, we've got the latest Beef Buzz report, as heard on many of our Radio Oklahoma Ag Network stations. Just below the Beef Buzz, you'll see some of the nearby calendar items that we've listed, with a link to our full calendar page as well. Just below the calendar, we've got a listing of the latest Ron podcast, which includes our morning farm and ranch news as heard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Finally, we've got a banner that allows you to click over to our Canola TV listing of episodes. From over the last year, you can go and see and hear what the experts have said about how to add canola into your crop rotation. OklahomaFarmReport.com. There's a lot to see and check out. Coming up this Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, our next Cattle on Feed report from the USDA. Jim Robb, the Livestock Market Information Center, with us today. Jim, what are you expecting out of this Friday's July report?
Well, we have to remember first that these are the numbers estimated as of July 1, and we're several weeks past that. So there have been some changes that I think have happened, especially in terms of placements over the last 3 weeks. But if we go back to July 1, our expectation is that the placements were actually below a year ago, but we had the huge placements last year due to the drought in Texas, Oklahoma, and a few other states, including southern parts of Kansas. So we'll likely see a year-to-year decline in placements, a lot of uncertainty on the placement side. It's really a major reason why we have these USDA reports, because they're able to get a broad swath of survey results from all the major cattle feeders in the United States. We expect those placements will be down fully 6 to 7% from a year ago, again from a high base last year. Marketing should be also below a year ago. We had one less slaughter day. Those will probably be down. The market will expect those to be down on the order of 6 to 7%. That'll leave us an on-feed inventory maybe 1.5, 1.7% above a year ago. Maybe much like the prior report from USDA, we'll see quite a few lightweight cattle being placed into feed yards. And then the animals that have to enter feed yards, some of these heavyweight yearlings and backgrounded animals, are still dribbling in. But I think it'll be a little bit like last year, where we are forcing some of these lightweight cattle off these summer grazing programs, and they're being forced into feed yards. So the market will be anticipating a slight year-to-year increase in the on-feed inventory, with a lot of attention to the placements. And again, with a lot of caution that the last 3 weeks, this picture has probably changed a little.
And of course, this Friday, it's not just cattle on feed, but we also have our mid-year cattle inventory report. At one point, we hoped that it might show a little bit of hint of rebuilding the mama cow herd, but Jim Robb says no way that's happening here in 2012.
I think that's exactly the case. We have a report here that there was some hope several months ago we would start to see the signs of stabilizing the herd, with an outside chance that maybe the beef cow herd could increase slightly. Certainly that's been taken away at this point in time. The mid-year inventory, again, as of July 1, and there have been some changes since July 1, I think producers will report to USDA the beef cow herd's down about 2.5% from a year ago. The number of dairy cows is up slightly. The calf crop will be down fully 2% from last year. Put all the numbers together, the total U.S. cattle and calf inventory will be down 1% to 2% from last year.
Jim Robb saying Mother Nature, with this drought, taking away the opportunity to stabilize or perhaps rebuild a little bit our mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 60th Annual Convention and Trade Show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is coming up July 26th to the 28th at the Reed Center in Midwest City. The ever-popular OSU-OCA Cattlemen's College is back, as is the annual Saturday morning inspirational breakfast, and this year's Market Outlook speaker will be Dr. Don Close of Rabobank. And the trade show is packed with exhibitors ready to show off the latest products and services to help you make money in the cattle business. For details, go to okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.